Okay, because Purim is coming up, so we wanted to discuss some halachos. A halacha relating to Megillah that I was thinking about recently was brought to my attention recently. I was talking to somebody about what kind of Megillah they have, and they said they have a Gra Megillah. So what does a Gra Megillah mean? Anyone ever heard the expression, Gra Megillah? So Gra Megillah, typically people assume it means that there are that it's an 11-line Megillah, that in total the Megillah has only 11 lines to it. We'll discuss why they did that in a moment. That is not only is it not a halacha, the Gra himself never had a Megillah that had 11 lines to it, nor does the Gra write anywhere that one can only have a Megillah that has 11 lines. So that's one non-halacha related to Megillah. By the way, another non-halacha related to Megillah is that people often assume that you need to have, or at least that it's a great hidur, or a really important thing, to look for a Megillah where each column begins with the word, you know, HaMelech. You never heard of a Melech Megillah? Right, where each column begins with the word HaMelech. That first appears in the Sefer Kol Yaakov, in Siman Tavrei Sadi Aleph, Sivkat and Chav Ches, and the Sefer Kol Yaakov was written in the 19th century. And the context that he writes about this minhag is that don't be foolish if you're trying to be makbid like some of the sofrim in Baghdad are to write HaMelech on the top of every column. Don't mess up your letters and make them, you know, like hitting justify in the computer and make them extra long or extra short because you want to get your HaMelech in there. It's not worth it. You shouldn't mess up your ksav for that. That's the only source we have for actually having a HaMelech Megillah. So that's also not a halacha. Good, so we have two non-halachas. Where does this 11-line Megillah come from, this idea of an 11-line Megillah? So it comes from the following. There's Yerushalmi. In the third parak of Megillah, Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yossi ben Rav Bun, Bar Rav Bun, who says that when you write the Aseres B'nei Haman, the word Ish has to be at the beginning of the page, and the word Aseres has to be at the end of the page. So in Mesechus Sofrim, Perek Yugimel Alach Vav, the Mesechus Sofrim seems to say explicitly that it literally means that the entire page should be 11 lines. That at the top of the page should have the word Ish, the bottom of the page should have Aseres. And that's why most Megillahs that you open up will have a separate column just for the Aseres B'nei Haman. Even if the Megillah has 42 lines or 28 lines or whatever the different standards are of how many lines are normally in the Megillah, the Aseres B'nei Haman are enlarged and they fill up an entire column. Now, that's to fulfill that shita of the Yerushalmi. Some explain, and the Gra explains this way, that the Yerushalmi, the Bir Gra, Tavrei Sadi Aleph Siv Dalid, says the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean that the first word in the column has to be Ish, and the last word in the column has to be Aseres. No, what the Yerushalmi means is that the first word on the line has to be Ish. That when you write the Aseres B'nei Haman, it has to be Ish, should be in the same column as all the names of the Aseres B'nei Haman, and Aseres should be in the same column as the word Ves. You know, in the other side of the column, the Aseres B'nei Haman. But not that it has to make up its own column. There was never any such din, says the Gra. It's not required at all. In fact, says the Gra, there is no Mesorah whatsoever to enlarge the Aseres B'nei Haman. The Aseres B'nei Haman should not be written in larger font than everything else. Mehechi Tesi, such a strange minhag, no? Everything else about Haman we try to stamp out and yell and scream or whatever, and Timcha Zecher HaMalik. Then comes the Aseres B'nei Haman and they get their own column. They get this prominent billing in the Megillah. The Gros says there's no such din that you're supposed to enlarge the Aseres B'nei Haman. The Aseres B'nei Haman should be small. So how does the Gros fulfill this din of having the line begin with Ish and end with Aseres, and having it all with the same size as everything else? So the Gra would say, no problem. Write a regular column, and in the middle of the column, when you get up to the Aseres B'nei Haman, just write out the Aseres B'nei Haman. Or at the bottom of the column, write out the Aseres B'nei Haman. They should be the last 11 lines of your 42 lines in that column should be the Aseres B'nei Haman. Just make it the same size as everything else, and no problem. All the problems are solved, and it's good. So why do people make an 11-line Megillah and call it a Gra Megillah? Because what's the problem with writing your own column is that if you don't hold like the Gra's reading of the Yerushalmi, and you hold that the column actually has to begin with the word Ish and has to end with the word Aseres, well then you can't just include it as part of another column. It needs its own column. But the Gra said you can't make Aseres B'nei Haman any bigger than anything else. So what's the only solution? Make the entire Megillah only 11 columns. Every column will be only 11 columns, and therefore, when you write the Aseres B'nei Haman in 11 columns, it's going to be the same exact size as all the other words in the Megillah, and that will work out perfectly. The other reason why this is a very nice chumrah, again, the Gra never was makbid about having only 11 columns, but the reason why it's at least a nice chumrah to go like the Gra and not enlarge the Aseres B'nei Haman is there is a discussion in the poskim about how much space you have to leave in between the words, the names of Haman's children, and the word ve'es. How much blank space? Someone sent me an email last week that they were listening to a shir that Rav Schechter gave, and Rav Schechter said that from time to time in YU, he will check the Megillah right before they read from it, and he'll see that the blank space is not double the size of the Ksav, and he'll tell them to get a different Megillah, not to lean from such a Megillah, where the blank space is not double the size of the Ksav. Where did he get that from? It says Beferish in the Mishnah Berurah, that it should be Keflayim. Where does the Mishnah Berurah get it from? It's Beferish in Rashi, in Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, that the blank space should be Keflayim in a Ksav. You see, the Gemara Megillah describes that the way that Asheres B'nei Haman are written is in the style of Shira, which is Ariach al Gabi Ariach, Levena al Gabi Levena. We have half bricks and whole bricks. Levena is a full brick, Ariach is a half a brick. So Pashtus, the way some Rishonim understand, the way Rabbeinu Tam understands it is, the Asheres B'nei Haman are the full bricks, their names are long, and the Ve'es are the half bricks. So you should pile the Ve'eses all on top of each other, pile the Aseres B'nei Haman all on top of each other. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says that the Aseres B'nei Haman are the half bricks, and the blank space are the whole bricks. The blank space should be twice the size of Aseres B'nei Haman. So that's Shitas Rashi. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes La Halacha. So it would turn out that if you're writing very enlarged Aseres B'nei Haman in their own column, and you need to leave double the space that it takes to write the Aseres B'nei Haman in between, empty, in between the Aseres and the word Ve'es, in between the actual names and the word Ve'es, your column is going to be gigantic. It's going to have to be extremely wide because you have these giant letters that you're working with. If you write it like the Gra has it, in normal size, it works out exactly perfectly. Because a typical line of Ksav, of Stam, in the Sefer Torah, in the Megillah, is 30 characters. Right? What's the longest one of Haman's sons' names? It's seven letters. And the word Ve'es is three letters. 7 plus 3 is 10. If you do Keflayim in Aksav, so you have 20 letters of blank space. It works out perfect. Then you take up one full line each, it will work out perfect. But once you're enlarging them, it's not going to work out nearly as well. Now, so what do we rely on? If you have most Megillahs you open up, are not 11-line Megillahs, and they are very enlarged, the Aseres B'nei Haman are enlarged, and they do not have Kiflayim and Aksav. So what in the world do we rely on? So there is a machlokas, how to understand Shitas Rashi. What Rashi means when he says that it's got to be double. Rav Yashiv is the most machmir Shita. Rav Yashiv holds that it needs to be double the combinate, like we just said, the 7 plus the 3 is the 10, and then it's got to be double that. Rav Yashiv holds it's got to be double the size of the actual name of Haman's son plus the Ve'es at the end of the line. So double the two of them together. That's Rav Yashiv's Shita. That's what he thinks Rashi means. Second possibility of what Rashi means, from Nissim Kreltz's Shita, is that no, it just needs to be double the shame of Haman's son. You don't have to count the Ve'es into the cheshbon of the 2-to-1 ratio of blank space to Ksav. It just needs to be double the actual shame. But the third Shita is the Shita of the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chel Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, says that Rashi, first of all, he tries to prove that we don't paskin like Rashi, that we only paskin like Tosfos, that you don't need double of the blank space to the words. That when we say Ariach and Levena, we're talking about the two sides, we're not talking about the middle at all. And he says the Raya is from the Shiras Hayam, that we don't leave blank spaces that are double anything in the Shiras Hayam. And if we did, it would be impossible to write the Shiras Hayam in the normal way. Okay, but leaving that aside, he says, it could be that Rashi was only speaking B'derech Guzma, that Rashi was using it as an expression. Ariach and Levena are two types of bricks that comes up at the beginning of Maseches Bava Basra, where we talk about how much space each guy has to give from his chatzer in order to build a certain type of fence. So these are known things. They're bricks that have a certain width to them. One is 3 tvachim wide, and one is 1.5 tvachim wide. Fine, they're different types of bricks. So using that mashal, Rashi says, yeah, like Kiflayim, it's got to be double the Ksav. But it doesn't literally mean it's Kiflayim and Ksav. He's just talking within the mashal. But he just means, says Minchas Yitzchak, that the blank area has to be large. It has to be big. It has to be, but it doesn't actually have to be bigger than two sides. In fact, bigger than one side would be good enough, as long as it's bigger than either side would be, the side of the names of Haman's sons would be big enough, as long as that space is big enough. So I opened up my Megillah and I checked, and my blank space wasn't even as big as the names on the right side. It was close, it was almost as big, but not quite as big. So I was thinking, Ayvei, the Megillah that I've been using for many years already, and that my shul's been using for both Kriyas for 8 years, is puzzle. But then I found that almost all the poskim assume that as long as there's a space for nine letters, it's kosher. As long as there's space for nine letters. But nine, what kind of letters? Meaning, I have these, the Aseres Bnei Haman are very big because it's its own column. So nine of those letters, I don't know. The largest Aseres Bnei Haman is only seven letters, and that wouldn't fit in this line. So there are poskim that suggest, in the Sefer Inside Stam, he quotes a number of poskim that suggest that even if you could fit nine small letters of space, he quotes this from out of nowhere. I don't see where, but he says even if you could fit nine small letters of space, what is nine small letters? Nine vavs in between. It's not small letters as in the normal size letter, because the entire it has to be the size of letters that would go in that column. But nine vavs, vav doesn't take nearly as much space as, let's say, a shin. Right, so nine vavs in space, that would still be kosher. Less than that, the Megillah is possible. L'charchila, probably best to be machmir for all the shittos and have a blank space that's double the size of the ksav. But that's where the idea comes from, to get these grum Megillahs with 11 lines. It's to be machmir for all the shittos, for having the double of the ksav of blank space to ksav, being machmir that the column begins with ish and ends with aseres, and being machmir that the letters of the aseres b'nei Haman shouldn't be larger than the letters of everything else. When you want to get all those three chumras, the only way to do that is by having an 11-line Megillah. That's where that chumra comes from, but the Gra never had an 11-line Megillah. Okay.